So, Brian, did you want me to call the meeting to order when it's time? Okay.
Jeff told me he might be on in a spot where he can be on, but even if he is, he'd prefer you go ahead and chair the meeting.
Okay. Yeah, he called me as well. Streaming.
Yeah, we'll just give it another, looks like 2 minutes maybe, or 1 minute.
Brian, this is Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I have made it to Twin Falls or
All
near Twin
right.
Falls.
So you still want Joanne to chair the meeting?
I think so. I don't, I don't know how good my connection is.
Okay. Okay, and when we get going, you do have a
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's the appointed time.
All right. Okay, welcome everybody to the special board meeting number 4-25. It's Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. It's 1 p.m. Mountain Time and noon in Pacific Time. This meeting is being held on Zoom and YouTube, and maybe someone's in the water center besides our elusive executive director. I'm Joanne Cole Hansen. I'm the vice chair, but I'll be chairing this meeting as our chair is on the road but online. The first item is roll call.
Let's see, Mr. Barker, absent. Ms. Cole Hansen,
Here.
Mr. Gibbs, absent. Mr. McMahon, Mr. Olmsted.
Here.
Mr. Stevenson?
Here.
Mr. Van Stone?
Here.
And Chairman Rabel?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item. Do you want to introduce the
Okay.
item? Yeah.
Yes, Madam Chair, you have in front of you a resolution that for your consideration, or draft resolution for your consideration, that the board is being asked to take action on. The draft resolution would do two things. Number one, it would support the 2024 stipulated mitigation plan between the groundwater districts on the Eastern Snake Plain and the Surface Water Coalition canals in the Magic Valley. And would commit the board to prioritizing projects in the ESPA region that would help with implementing that settlement agreement. I think that is the gist of the proposed resolution. I'd stand for any questions board members may have.
Thank you, Brian. I want to make note that we are now joined by two additional board members, Board Member Gibbs and Board Member Barker. Can that be
Thank
reflected
you.
in? Thank you. Okay, are there any questions regarding this resolution from any of the board members? I'm not seeing or hearing any. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
Madam Chair, this is Dean. I'll move that we adopt this resolution.
Madam Chairman, I'll second the motion. This is Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Dean. Okay, it's been moved. And Del, did you have a question?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Should we, do we need to go through any of the now therefores before we vote? Mr. Patton?
Madam Chair, the now therefore be it resolved, on line 45, the board formally expresses its support for the 2024 stipulated mitigation plan and commits to identifying and advancing projects that reinforce the objectives of the agreement. Therefore be it resolved that the board will prioritize implementation of projects that restore the ESPA, improve Snake River reach gains between Blackfoot and Minidoka Dam, and sustain Idaho's water users while minimizing economic harm. Therefore be it resolved that when selecting and implementing projects, the board shall consider the impacts on existing water rights, water quality, economic stability, drought resiliency, and overall water sustainability for the benefit of the state's citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the board will seek public input in the selection and implementation of projects and will work collaboratively with stakeholders to ensure the continued viability of Idaho's water resources.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adopt this resolution. If there's no further discussion, are we going to have a voice or roll call vote?
I think a roll call vote would be safest. This doesn't directly spend funds, but it is adjacent to spending funds.
Okay. Jennifer, can you please call for the vote?
Yes. Mr. Barker?
Aye.
Ms. Cole Hansen?
Aye.
Mr. Gibbs?
Aye.
Mr. McMahon?
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead? Mr. Olmstead?
You're muted, Brian.
Aye. There.
Thank you. Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vanstone?
Aye.
And Chairman Raybould?
Aye.
All right, the resolution passes. We'll move on to the next item, which is non-action.
Madam Chair, before you move on, I just want to make a couple comments. One is that we're going to be directed to do this anyway by the legislature, so it's good for us to get out in front of that. And two, that it's going to be really important that we get direction from staff about meeting that second now therefore clause in, you know, focusing the recharge on those areas of benefit that are outlined in the resolution and I think in the ESPA settlement agreement as well. And so we're just going to need some help understanding as board members how to make those decisions.
Those are fantastic comments, and I agree wholeheartedly. Any other comments before we move on to the next agenda item? Okay, so non-action items for discussion. Does anyone have any non-action items they'd like to bring before the board? All right, then next meeting.
So your next regularly scheduled meeting is scheduled for the end of next week on the 20th and 21st. Here in Boise, we'll have an agenda and materials for that meeting out shortly. And we look forward to seeing you all in Boise.
Do we have a finance committee meeting on Friday?
Thursday? We do, Mr. Gibbs. We do. Thank you for reminding me. This coming Friday at, 9 a.m.
Okay. Okay, with that, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chairman, since I was late getting here, I want to leave early. I so move that we adjourn.
Okay. Second. All right. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right. Thank you all.
Okay.
Thank you.